Before we go into today's incredible podcast, I have a quick public service announcement, especially if you have a child under 10. VFriends is happy to announce right now, our new book is available for pre-sale, coming out this July, the first VFriends book called Meet Me in the Middle, with the VFriends characters, the Patient Pig and the Eager Eagle starring, is available. Please go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or your favorite bookstore and search right now on the internet, Meet Me in the Middle, VFriends, and you'll be able to find it. GaryVee.com, GaryVee.com/Meet Me in the Middle. Go check that out right now. We will send you for your ability to pre-order the best kids book of the year, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom. We've been obviously flirting this for a long time, and I hope you all check it out. And really, genuinely, I think a lot of kids need to learn the middle. Balance is very hard in today's world, and this book, I think, will put a lot of your youngsters on the right path of trying to find their balance between being eager and ambitious and trying to make things happen, but also learning the virtues of patience. And on the flip side, maybe giving a little boost to some of your youngers as they fall in love with the eager eagle and start pushing to new heights. And so, one last time, GaryVee.com/meet me in the middle. And by the way, if you pre-order, please tweet me at GaryVee and tell me you have and show me a picture of you clicking the button or something. Anyway, here's the podcast. Thank you. We're excited.
Attention is the number one asset.
What else can I answer for everybody before I bounce off to this thing? Question. I was going live daily to say hi to people who would be on my live. I had a great format, but felt like it was getting old. How do I innovate on live? Joe, I think it's about changing up the content. This is a big game of, it's kind of like outfits. Like if you wear the same clothes every day, it's harder for people, they may like that, they may like your outfit, but like at some point it just becomes noise. You gotta mix it up. And like I think most people don't mix it up. Does TikTok feel like old YouTube at all? I mean, I think there's similarities to what you see on YouTube and TikTok just because there's so much youth on it and youth has a specific energy and a genre and things they talk about and an energy. And so that's, you know, that's that. Question, how do you all audit your posts and contents? What's your main KPI for social? Do you use social media management software or post natively on platforms? I'm a big believer in native. Like to me, it's about reach, it's about awareness, it's about understanding if it's getting to people and it's understanding the sentiment, like the comments, like what people feel about it, you know? I think it's a big factor. How can I learn to effectively communicate like you? Practice. I've been practicing talking my whole life. I talked in class, I talked after school, I talked to grown-ups, I talked to kids. You know, this is, I'm 48, this is 43 years in the making. When I was 5 years old, there's a great story my mom always tells that I used to go out with my great-grandfather, Shia, and he'd take me out to the neighborhood in Queens, and I would just chat up old dudes like all day. Just chatterbox all day and chill and just jam with them and like talk. And so I love people and so I just need to practice.
Do you think it has anything to do with, well, caring about the other person's opinion?
Yeah.
That's a lot to do with it.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are shy or introverted because they're scared.
Yeah.
And so to your point, I think a lot of people are scared of other people's opinions. And I'm empathetic to that. And so, you know this, fear is my great enemy. Yeah, so yes, I'm willing to talk because I'm not worried about the judgment. But like my post this morning, I also think before you start working on dealing with judgment, one must stop judging. You know this about me, and you know this about you. Like this is real talk, this can help them. If you're one to judge, you're gonna be susceptible to valuing the concept of judgment. Because I don't judge, I'm a human, of course I judge, but you know this, like you really know me now.
Yeah.
It's not like everyone here, like they know me-ish, you know me. It's not my zone, it's not where I go. I just don't jump to conclusions. I don't know what's going on in people's lives. And we are at the height of judgment right now. People do it as a sport. People go on their socials, and not even on socials, in life. People feel like appropriate to say shit to people now. We've lost civility and we're deploying judgment. And so you're deploying what I deem as a negative energy, thus making you susceptible to the negative energy. because you value the judgment because you're judging, so you think your judgment is valuable, you then are overvaluing other people's judgment of you and becomes this self-filling circle of shit. So stop fucking judging people and find out how lovely that will be for your own life. How about deploying like nice and joy? And like it's a fucking boomerang. You fucking get what you give. It's real fucking talk. My advice, Britton Run just said my advice to somebody moving to New York for the first time. Eliminating fear. People, don't listen to anyone because everyone's gonna tell you New York is scary. Roommates are a good idea. But like really being as social as you can. Take advantage of New York's greatest power, which is the people. And again, if you're not disappointed by people hurting your feelings, you can get there.
Attention is the number one asset.